Yes, live and back in action. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another pleasure chat, another sensual pleasure chat, morning pleasure chat. I hope your weekend was all that it needed to be and then some. I hope you got a chance to relax, relate, release, and rest. If you don't know who I am and you are just stumbling upon this live stream, my name is Devi Maisha, and I am the Sensual Energy Alchemist. I am a master life coach and teacher of sensuality, and my business, Sensual Energy Alchemy, guides Black women into their sensual confidence so they can show up powerful and bold in life, love, and business. And I got to tell you, it was a pretty packed weekend for me. I went to sleep way earlier than I normally do on Sunday. It was like 8:30, but I needed the rest, and I hope that when, and I've talked about this, I hope that when you find yourself exhausted in positions where you are starting to feel overwhelmed, or when you've just done all you can and you've given all you can, I hope that you take a break. I hope that you allow yourself to rest, because it is in the rest that we find our replenishment. So today's topic, Let me just read this properly. And good morning. Thank you all for joining. How to shift your mindset for maximum success. Now, first of all, let me just tell you, to me, this title is woo. However, I understand that some of you are really focused on your mindset. Some of you are really focused on your success. And many of you believe that it is in your head. And I get it. We've all been educated to believe that what we're holding here is the thing that is going to carry us through the world. And that's partially true. We do need some knowledge. We do need some level of education for whatever vocation or business is that we're offering, especially if we want to be credible. Yes. But what we're forgetting and what we are never taught is that for us to achieve maximum success, we actually have to look at what's going on from the neck down. Because the answers really lay there. Many of us are sabotaging ourselves and we're not clear why. Many of us don't have the level of confidence that we desire to show up in the world the way we want to, and we're not sure why. We're saying the affirmations, we're doing all the things, we're working really hard on our mindset. But what if it was a little bit easier? What if we didn't have to work so hard to change all the thoughts in our minds? What if there was a way to change the thoughts without even really having to focus on the thoughts? Could we at least try that? So what science is discovering, and what many of us in the field of somatic work and embodiment work, and dare I say pleasure work, because I do believe that there's pleasure involved in working with the body, what many of us are discovering and what the studies are showing is that when we work through our body, the thoughts will change. Not automatically. It does still take some time. And for each person, it varies. This isn't a cookie cutter. We're all individual, and our experiences and how they've affected us are individual. But what studies are showing is that when we start working through the soma, the body, and we shift how we feel there, we don't have to concentrate so hard on shifting the thoughts, which can feel like a daunting task, because the thoughts just ruminate and run through our minds, and we have to try to stop them and replace them with other thoughts. And that alone can be emotionally exhausting. So how to achieve maximum success? It's through your body. It's not through your mind. How to achieve maximum success isn't always necessarily to focus on the stories. Understand that they are there. The experience has happened. It's not that we ignore them completely. but we start looking at how is our body reacting to certain situations. So for instance, if you find that, and I think, and I'm going to talk about this a lot because I'm going to say it in different ways until some of you really understand it. So let's say you want to show up online and you want to do a video, but there's something stopping you and you don't understand why. You have the knowledge. You do. You're smart. The degrees are there. The certificates are there. The books have been read, highlighted, note-taked. You have what you need, but yet you still find yourself frozen, or you find yourself doubting your intelligence, doubting everything you know, and then you spend all this time trying to convince yourself of how intelligent you are. This is the mindset work. You're trying to convince yourself of something that your body doesn't agree with because your body is still stuck in an experience that you may have had that has proven to be otherwise. So again, using the example that I used before, let's say you got up in front of your class in middle school. Look, middle school was not great for most of us. I'm just gonna probably throw it out there. I haven't met a person yet who walked away from middle school and said, that was amazing. So let's say you get up in middle school, you're doing a report in class or something, you're doing public speaking, your normal bits of nervousness, but the experience is just horrible. Your classmates are just, they're being the worst. And from that experience, what happens is the fear that you felt at that time gets stored. Your body experiences fear. That travels to your mind. Your mind says, oh, so this experience creates this sensation, not happening. So your body responds first. Chemicals, all the things, adrenaline starts pumping because when we're afraid, we're either ready to run, we're ready to play dead like we don't exist, we're ready to fight. And whatever that is for you, gets stored. Now here you are, grown adult. You've got all the knowledge, you've done all the things, but to be seen and you don't understand why, your heart starts racing. You get tense, palms are sweaty. And you're like, but I know this. And you want to press the button to go. But something keeps stopping you. And you're repeating your affirmations and you're working on your mindset, and yet you still don't understand why this isn't working. And it's because it's not about your mind. You have not yet worked the fear through your body. And you may not even realize that that's even what it is. Because we've been so focused on the logic and the intellect that no one stopped to say, hey, you know, it might be that your nervous system has decided to respond a certain way to this situation. And so that's what's really holding you back. But if we work through your nervous system, you might find that it's really easy for you to show up, or at least easier, a little nervous, but not, you know, the terrifying fear that you might feel. Of course not. This is all just really coming out now, and even more so in the past 5 years. So no, you wouldn't know that. Everyone's just telling you, think positive, think differently. At least for me, that never really worked. I could try to think my way into things all day long, and I still ended up stopping myself from doing a whole heck of a lot out of fear. Fear of being seen, fear of being rejected, fear of looking stupid. And it wasn't until I really started to work those fears out through my body, incorporating pleasure practices, utilizing breath work and meditation, and yes, writing, and yes, talking, that I started to shift. And especially for those of us who are business owners, yes, you can create a business where you're faceless. That's a new trend now, faceless businesses with people making tons of money. Not my jam. I'm not teaching that right here. But if you're really looking to show up and show out for your business because you believe that the world needs what you have to offer, it's going to require you to be seen. Until you can hire some front person and you be in the background as the CEO somewhere for sure. But especially in the beginning, you've got to show up for your business. And if you're afraid to do that, it's going to affect your money. If you're afraid to do that, it's going to affect your confidence levels. You're going to question yourself. And what I'm saying is there's a way to achieve maximum success. It's just not what you've been taught. It's a different way. It gets results. It's just different from what you know. So with that, what I want to invite, and I'm so excited. I wish I could play music on Facebook, man, but they're just going to mute it. So with that, what I'd like to do is invite you to a 5-day event that I'm hosting in June 10th through the 14th, called Money, Power, Respect. What you need in life, money, power, and respect. It's the key to life. But we're talking about it from a different perspective, ladies. Because we have been taught that money, power, and respect is the thing, yes? And I mean, not completely wrong. But I'm gonna throw a little twist on it. I'm gonna do it like how I do it. But it's a free event happening June 10th through the 14th, where we're going to dive into ways for you to increase your sensual confidence. I've been talking about that. So I'm on YouTube, talked about it here a couple of days ago. We're gonna increase your sensual confidence. Not just for business, because that's important. But some of y'all are trying to date and you're showing up kind of like, oh no. And I'm not a dating coach. I'm not going to show you how to date. Shout out to Torah Sense, Curve to Cuff. That's where you go. But let's get your confidence up. Let's get you prepared and ready. So you're walking into any situation very clear on who you are and clear on what your desires, wants, and needs are. Because some of us don't even know. And they shift and change based on who we're around in order to appease them and make ourselves look good. No. We're not doing that anymore. We're showing up bold and powerful. We're showing up as confident women. We're showing up as leaders. And if you're like, well, I don't have a business, you're leading yourself. You're always leading yourself. So you can sign up here. It's going to be an hour, 7 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. I'm going to give you some tools. You are going to walk away knowing how to begin to shift your body so that your mind follows. Your body leads. Your mind follows. And this requires you to start understanding and learning yourself on a deeper level. So if you're ready for that kind of transformation, if you're really ready to access the love, the life, the bold business, the power that you know exists within you, then come on to Money, Power, and Respect. It's happening June 10th through June 14th. It's a free event, 5 days. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of learning. It's going to be a lot of shifting. So I'm excited about it. Right, that's what I'm going to be talking about. I hope to see you there. I'm going to end this morning's pleasure chat. As always, you can find this on my YouTube channel, Sensual Energy Alchemy. Go ahead and go there and subscribe. It's been getting some traction lately. I put some things up there that apparently ruffled a couple of men's feathers, which is kind of interesting to me. They seem to be offended at the idea of Black women resting, which I'm not sure why that would be, but it's not my monkey, not my circus. So I hope they're doing all right. That's all I'm going to say. But the videos are beginning to traction. So head over to my YouTube channel, Sensual Energy Alchemy. You will find all of these videos under a playlist called Morning Pleasure Chats. You'll also find a playlist with the Year of Pleasure for Black Women, in which I also give you tips and tools to incorporate more pleasure into your life. You can also find this on my podcast, The Sensual Blueprint. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, iHeartRadio, all the places, all the places. All right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for this pleasure chat. I appreciate you all being here, and I will see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Have a wonderful Monday. It's Moon Day. Go get that moon's energy going. Bye, everyone.